Boom.
Get up with Budge.
That's the way we like it.
For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Oh, and Christy for the next couple of days as well. Christy, good morning to you.
Good morning. I have to say a big thank you to you, Budge. It was nice to walk in and actually feel like I was a part of the team. I found a nice little small hot chocolate just sitting there.
Yeah, and what was the note that was left
to it? I'm not going to read out what the note was because it was horrible profanity.
There was filth written on it, the big old naughty words that were on there. That's how you know you're part of the breakfast team. When you get a coffee or a hot chocolate, but it's still attached to some profanity, that's how you know.
So very nice to be a part of the team that loves coffee, that normally you do your coffee run of the morning, and you thought you'd, you know I don't drink coffee, so you threw me a hot chocolate, which was lovely.
Yeah, all right, well, don't expect too much of it. See, I only went because I knew that Lee Jolo, our newsreader, needed one, so he was out. It was for him. It's because I love him. Hey, look, school holidays starts today. First day of school holidays.
Woo, no more school.
I know.
Gosh, can you remember that?
Yeah.
When you were counting down the sleeps before you had finished school?
No, not really.
You love school.
I hated missing school.
Oh.
Yeah, I preferred it to holidays, to be honest with you.
I just liked the school holiday so I could be more active throughout the day, every day.
Well, we'll go into what we did next, but also what you could be doing with the kids over the school holidays over the next couple of weeks. Dean McCarthy's not joining us today for his trending news from the US.
Is this because of the earthquakes?
Partially. So there's going to be a lot of tremors after, because they're on the fault line where he was, the San Andreas fault line in the US. But because his schedule's been all over the place, his flight's been changed and now he's going to be in the air.
Okay.
So he won't be with us today. But he has sent through some crackers, some great stories. And in fact, we've got a trailer we're going to play part of as well. Really exciting stuff. All that and more. Happy Monday. Bodge and Christy for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. And a bit, news not too far away. Week 2 of dry July for me, Christy.
Day 8.
Day,
be precise. You think it's longer than that,
don't
you?
It's slightly longer. Now, a lot of people going without alcohol for the month of July and raising money. I'm not raising money, but I'm also not going alcohol-free because I thought that was too easy.
And I've said this pretty much do that anyway.
I've said this for a long time. I don't drink a lot of alcohol.
No.
So what I've done is I've done something else. I've been challenged to do it, and I will do it just to see if I can do it. Mm-hmm. And my pig-headed stubbornness and pride, all the same thing basically, is a reason that I'm continuing with it. So I know happy fun times, all right? We're putting it as delicately as we can, and I don't care if this makes you uneasy, but that's one of the things that I have decided to stop doing. In fact, it's the only thing I've decided to stop doing for the month of July. It has made me very stressed and
very cranky. There's a lot of...
I'm very happy.
You're very short-fused now, I feel.
I'm very, very, very happy, very together, and it just means I need to keep my coffee intake up. Do you know what I mean?
And you just have to remove yourself from certain situations. So if you've seen the movie with Josh Hartnett, 40 Days, 40 Nights, it's an exact replica of what you're trying to do for the
whole month. I haven't seen this film, but you keep on at me. I've got to see it. Do you know what? We did have someone that was a little bit upset with it when we talked about it, and do you know what? That's totally fine. It's totally fine to be uneasy listening to me talking about how I don't want to do certain activities with or without someone else for the month of July. I'm going to be really delicate about it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think that if I can pull it off, that's a huge thing for me. Some people are going without alcohol, and that's a big thing for mm-hmm. them. This is a big thing for me. If I can do that...
And that's not being crude at all.
No, it's not being crude. And I think that anyone listening, right now, ask yourself this question. Could you do it?
Yeah, I could do it. Oh, yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about by yourself as well. Could you do it? Don't lie.
Do you think this is the biggest challenge you've ever done in your entire life?
No, I climbed a mountain once, and that was pretty tough.
Okay, because
Mount Humphreys, which is the highest peak in Arizona. So okay,
I'm not being disrespectful here, but you aren't the fittest of blokes. So steady is this on. During this time where you're not doing any form of exercise?
Yeah.
You did that? You did that? Because I know that you struggled trying to walk up North Brother Mountain.
Yeah, no.
When you did that recently with Cass.
Yeah, I didn't walk up it. We drove up it, and that was a struggle.
Oh, no, you said you walked up it.
No, I have walked up it before, but that's when I'd driven to the top, and then I walked down a little bit, and I was like, oh, what's that little path? And I was like, where does this go? It took me right back to the base of the mountain. I had to climb all the way back up. It was terrible.
Get up with Budge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
I had a bit of a to-do on the weekend because my housemates have been away. They went away to Queensland, so...
Yeah. You've had the house all to yourself, a little bit lonely.
Terrible on dry July as well when you're not doing anything naughty. Now, but I was laying in bed. I was actually texting you at the time.
Okay.
Which is really coincidental. But the globe in my fan that hangs from the ceiling, it's my bedroom light, but it's in the fan, died out of nowhere. It just went.
And you were stopped. Left in the darkness.
I was like, oh, well, I don't need the light on. I thought I'll wait till Josh gets home because he's kind of the handyman.
Whoa, hang
of the house,
on,
and I'll get him to just unscrew the thing, and I can't be bothered.
So you're just lazy.
Do you even know how to change
the light bulb?
I could probably do it, but I felt like I'll just leave it for him. He knows what he's doing.
Why is that the case? Why do you need a handyman to do all your work?
It's just nice.
So you're telling me if anything breaks in a household,
yeah,
you don't do it.
No, I do.
You just call upon mates, or
it would depend. It would depend on the situation because I'm just not a handy person.
Well, see, I can't do that. Yeah, I live with a bloke, but
yeah, I know you live with a bloke.
If he's not there, I'm not going to call mum or dad and say, "Hey, come help me."
Well, hang on, it's different because you two are both kind of handymen people.
But it's not a competition between the two of us.
It feels like it.
Yeah, we're both competitive, but I don't try and outdo him. Just purely to say, hey, look, I'm better at on the tools than you are.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You both do.
I put it down to the fact that mum and dad taught us how to fend for ourselves when we were very little.
I reckon you could go on the block, by the way. I'm just saying, you could go on the block.
Well, maybe that is why I feel the way I do about the fact that if I was never a really organised person, never wanted to be in this sort of industry, I reckon I'd be on the tools. I reckon I'd be a tradie.
Do you reckon you'd be on a trade?
Yeah, I've got my own tradie boots. I think I like doing the labour.
Hang on, hold on, let's step back one second. You've got your tradie boots, but that doesn't mean anything.
They're actually covered in dirt, chips in them. They're pink tradie boots.
Yeah.
Proper tradie boots, steel cap boots.
A tradie lady.
A tradie lady. Doesn't have to be all about the gender.
It does have to be all about it.
So when we were building our house about a year ago, when we didn't have to have the builder do the things and we had to do it ourselves, like building a retaining wall, I didn't leave it up to the boys. I asked them, can you show me how to do it? They show me once and I'll get in there and do all the action. And since I was a little girl, that was always what mum and dad got us to do. They've taught us to be very independent, all of the siblings, because they wanted us to be able to fend for ourselves and not rely on other people. So it was never a case of a light bulb breaks and, hey, mum, can you fix this for me?
No, I never did that.
Or if you've got to put a piece of furniture together.
Yeah.
Not, hey, how do you do this? Oh, go and get the screwdriver.
As long as it's not from IKEA, that takes you about a million years. But, aside from that, why can't it just come ready-made?
Well, we bought a ready-made hallway table yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And all it takes is a little Allen key to put in there. We were putting it together and I did the majority of it. I went into the garage and went and got one of those drill bits that has the Allen key in it. So I was smart. Meant it could be done quicker. Whole lot quicker.
Right. Okay. So out of you and Michael, who is the handyman king or queen?
I'd say we're equals each other. Yeah. And if he's not around, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to wait until he gets back to do it for myself.
It's okay. He's not listening this morning. Who's better, you or him?
Look, I wear the pants in the entire relationship.
So if you guys both got onto the block, if I got onto the producers of the block and said, look, I've got this cracker of a couple, they're very competitive and I reckon you'd have your own battle like within their own group, and they said, yeah, right, let's see what they can do, who would be the most impressive out of you and Michael if you had to do a demo for him?
Oh, look, I'd be the one in charge.
Is that a fact? Is that a fact?
Don't tell him, though.
Get up with Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
And Lee Jolo has graced us with his presence this morning.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, mate.
Good to be here.
Enjoying your bulletins today, always. But there's
made with love.
I know they are. Hey, there is something that's been going on the last week or so. Two incidences of ram raiding. The
Basically,
police.
Yeah, it's. I don't know why this trend's emerged, but the first one, of course, last week in Nambucca, one car trying to escape, or that car stolen from police at the railway station.
Yeah.
That man's now been arrested, not after ramming into a police car to make his escape. So he's facing court today in Coffs Harbour, that man. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday, another possibly more serious incident in Port Macquarie, an industrial complex, actually the scene of quite a serious crime. Two men tried to escape the scene with vehicles when police were called to the area. And one car escaped. That man in that car is still being sought by police. We don't know where he is, but another car crashed into two police cruisers, and one officer sustained actually a fractured arm, and another police officer, he got cuts and bruises. So He was fortunately taken into custody, this 29-year-old man from Port Macquarie, and he'll be facing court as well. As you can imagine, he's facing a range of offences, and in that industrial complex, they found weapons, stolen property, ammunition.
Throw the key away. Oh. Throw it away.
Burn it.
You know, I always get really like disheartened when I hear that, ambos or coppers or anything like that get, you know, you kind of expect it a little bit more with police officers because they're dealing with crooks. But
they put their life on the line.
Yeah, I hate it. You know, it's just one of those things. But Lee, I mean, coincidental that that's happened. You wouldn't think it was a trend, hopefully. But
they're not in the same gangs or anything, are they?
No.
Well, we can't rule anything out, but you wouldn't think so. No.
Maybe they're watching or playing too much Grand Theft Auto.
I don't know. Is that even a game anymore?
Yeah, it still exists. It's got an old PlayStation.
I will say though, Lee, I expected those stories when I heard about them initially to be a case of getting stopped for a breatho or something like that, something pretty standard, but sounding like it's a little bit more full on than that.
Yeah. But you've got to think about the civilians as well that could actually get involved in that. So there's a woman here that commented on our Hit Me North Coast Facebook page when Lee did post
now,
the
bear in mind
story.
Bear in mind this is a comment, so it might not be something.
No, she's just saying luckily they were able to quickly pull off the road, otherwise they would have been hit as well.
Oh, right, so they were there.
So that's what I mean. So there's other lives at stake as well.
Well, I mean, I've got a lot of phobias, and I know this is sort of a a bit of a tangent, but you know how you see the breatho stops.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever turned and gone the other way?
No,
I have, and I hadn't been drinking at all in the slightest.
But you were just frightened.
I don't know what it is. There's something intimidating about getting pulled
over.
It
actually is.
Like, you know, because they no sense of humour sometimes. Sometimes they got a really good sense of humour.
It's a buzz. It's exciting.
In fact, I find.
Is that just
next time we finally in the back of a cop car.
What's going to happen?
Get up with Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Now, I'm not going to say I like this because I don't like AFL, and I know you and Caleb from our Heat Squad do.
A lot of people like AFL.
No, I'm an NRL supporter.
Good. You can be both.
Okay, I don't feel like
you've seen that ad with a little girl that says, why not both?
Why not both?
Don't be so close-minded.
I'm sick of seeing you putting on Instagram stories, particularly our Hit Me North Coast one, the battle between you and Caleb.
What battle?
Oh, with AFL. So you had a little shindig on Saturday night, the two of you, to watch the showdown.
Yeah, that wasn't a battle.
It is. You've come out with two jerseys on, you rip one off, you've got another one underneath, and you're handing the top one.
Yeah.
And the next minute, on the Instagram story, Caleb's doing the same thing.
Right, okay.
Now, I don't even know which teams you go for.
Well, see, this is it. Because you don't know, you don't understand. Let me give you some context. Let me give you some understanding. I'll educate you, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'm still not going to like it.
It doesn't matter. Be quiet. Now, Caleb graciously invited me over. He's a former intern of ours here, and now he has blossomed into this producer's assistant.
Slash hit squad.
Yeah, and he does a lot here for us at the station. So he said, what are you doing tonight for the showdown? Now, in the AFL, there are derbies like there are in the NRL. So
what's the showdown equivalent to? Like the grand final?
No, not at all. So you've got the Broncos and the Cowboys, right? That's a big game when they verse each
other. Massive.
So in South Australia, there's a hugely bitter rivalry between the Adelaide Crows, who came in 91 when we were allowed in, and then when Port Adelaide came in 97, there became a huge rivalry because the Port Adelaide side believed their team should have come in instead of the Crows.
So it's almost a bit that rivalry, State of Origin.
It's so petty, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't understand it sometimes. It's so petty that it makes for such a good game because they hate each other so much, so much. And I get around it. So Caleb said the showdown's on tonight between those teams. Mm-hmm. Come round, we'll watch the game at my house because the family are away, and he's sitting by himself. He goes, and then afterwards we can watch my team. So Caleb follows the West Coast Eagles in Perth, and their rivalry is between them and Fremantle, which is obviously, the Dockers, the Docklands where they are. So we had two huge, derby games on, and we watched them back to back, and it was great. So I don't know what your problem is, mate, because we supported each other.
Do you see us flooding our Insta stories when it comes to footy? At no point last night when I was watching the Broncos compete against the Sharks did I flood our Insta with that.
Sorry, pal. Can I just make one single point to you?
Yeah.
I'm the star of this show.
I can contribute to the content.
You can.
Thank you very much.
You can, as long as it's interesting. But I'll be honest with you,
so
mate.
You're saying the NRL is not as interesting as AFL?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that people want to know what's going on with me and whoever's on, whether it's Rach, whether it's Cass, whoever the co-host is, whoever the new co-host is, and they'll be coming in the next few weeks.
If they come.
Well, maybe. Who knows? All I can tell you is there's been a lot of applicants for this job. A lot of applicants.
Should we create a poll?
And when she or he or they come here, they will have absolute power over the hit Mid North Coast Instagram. If they want to do something at their house, if they want to film themselves watching TV, I don't care. That is up to them. They can do that.
Well, I think they're going to struggle to put something up because you actually dominate it.
Yeah, well,
there's
someone has to.
Get up with Bodge on the Mid North Coast Hit FM for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
By the way, tonight we're watching another AFL game. Not sure which one it is, but, you know, maybe replays.
Get up with Bodge on Hit.
On the weekend, there was a little incident at home.
Is that what you call him, the little incident?
It was an incident. So at Mum's house, or should I say Nen Nen's house, it involved the almost three-year-old nephew, Caden.
Right.
Now, picture this. There's two lounges at home, two lounge rooms. He's got his own. It's like a big toy room with a big screen TV.
I understand.
He's often down there watching his own favourite TV shows while playing with his toys.
Well, they get mesmerised in all that sort of stuff.
He loves it. He loves PJ Masks and Blaze.
Peppa Pig. They just sit there and they just don't move. They don't even blink. They just...
Well, he does that while playing with toys. Yeah. So he's good at multitasking.
Wow.
Anyway, so he's often down there by himself while Nen Nen's in the other lounge room watching her favourite TV shows. Mm. The father, my brother, Sean... comes out a little while after having a shower to find Caden washing the big screen TV.
What do you mean?
Like the wax on,
as in
wax
just off. Just with a cloth.
He's using his hand. So one hand is wax on, wax off on the TV.
Yeah.
He's holding a now empty spray bottle.
All right.
That was filled with water.
Okay. That's all right. As long as it's just a screen.
On the screen.
Yeah.
Sean, the father, says, "What are you doing, buddy?" And he proceeds to say, "I'm cleaning."
Okay.
The TV was saturated, absolutely
really?
Saturated from top to bottom.
Was it fizzing
with water?
And whatever else?
The screen split down the middle where it was black. It was still on, part on, but it was fuzzing because obviously he's just covered it, doused it in water. It was all over the top of the entertainment unit, all over the sound bar, all over everything. How can you be cranky at it? He thought he was helping Nen Nen clean the house.
Well,
he legitimately thought he was helping.
Where did he get the spray bottle from?
Oh, we've got one just down in the bottom lounge room. We use it to squirt the bird when it's being noisy. We've got a pet parrot.
Wow.
So he's obviously seen Nen cleaning the house and thought he'd help her out. So how do you be cranky at someone like that when they're innocently trying to do their bit around the home? My brother didn't even up Caden. He just said, "Mum, were you even watching him?"
Okay. Oh, so it's Nan's fault. It's Nan's
fault. Whose
fault
is it? Is it Caden's or is it Nan Nan's?
Well, I mean, I'm not a parent and, God, hopefully I'm never going to be one because I don't think I'd be very good at it. I tell a lie. I think I'd be all right at it. But you have someone watch the kid at all times.
Oh, he's down there on his own. Like, they don't leave him for too long.
I think.
It's just that he was quiet in this instance. Now the big screen TV's in the tip. It's gone.
I think that the reason that no one got angry at Caden isn't because they thought it was cute and, oh, he was trying to help. It was, well, actually, it's our fault.
No, it's not his fault. Well, look, I've got to admit, I did a big boo-boo when I was about two, and it was another case of how can you be cranky at this?
Yeah.
Dad quickly ran inside the house to go and get something, heard a big bang, comes out. Here I am standing on the driver's seat, grabbing the steering with a big smile on my face. Oh. I crashed into the front of the house.
Wow, so that's better. See, I like that better. 13, 12, 16, has your kid ever done some damage that's caused you mega bucks? I had a couple of big boo-boos when I was younger. Mm. Yeah, they were delicious. We'll get into it in just a sec. Taking the calls in a moment. 13, 12, 16, has your child ever caused damage that cost you a lot of quid? And, it started on the weekend, didn't it?
Yeah, based on what my nephew did, Caden, he doused the big screen TV with water because he thought he was cleaning.
Yeah.
And he's destroyed it and it's now in the tip. And
How much was that telly worth?
Oh, don't need to go into details, but it was a 75-inch big screen TV.
There you go.
Something brand new. Now, CC from Port Macquarie, he's joined us this morning because he's got a story of his own, don't you?
I do indeed.
How
you guys going?
Good, thank you. Mate. Now, what's happened with your young fella?
Well, back when I was living in Sydney, it was just me and my brother. And I decided to take a little nap at home, and my brother was minding him. As he was in his room, just doing a bit of paperwork. Mm. I woke up to the smell of poo everywhere. And I rolled over, and there is my son. 1.5-year-old with poo smeared all over the carpet. I was young. I had no idea what to do. So I asked my brother to clean him up in the shower, and he couldn't touch him. So he stood there. My son was there with his arms up in the air, wondering what to do. And I had to go out there and clean the whole carpet first because it was everywhere, bedded right in. And then I had to go deal with him.
So a 1.5-year-old managed to take his nappy off and then smear poo everywhere.
Well, he thought he was cleaning. So, I mean, he sees me cleaning all the time. He thought he might as well join in.
He sounds like an artist.
Well, it was a bit of a work of art. But
did you teach him some bad habits, CC?
No, not at all. Not for me.
Oh, come on now. Hey, the app, they say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. At least when I used to smash things when I was a little kid, I used to run around and just break anything that looked breakable, according to Mum. And first word was no, because she asked me what I had behind my back. She's like, do you have something behind your back? No. I got that from her because she used to like smashing things too.
But CC, at a 1.5 years old, your little fella wouldn't have been able to talk, so he wouldn't have known he's done anything wrong at all. Did you just rip the carpet out?
Well, no, it was actually a rental, I know that if it was our place, I would have just cut it down that much everywhere. And unfortunately, I had to get down on my hands and knees, clean it by hand, then go clean him, then go buy a wet dry vac and clean it, then clean the whole thing.
So your house would have stunk for a very long time.
It didn't, Dave.
Oh, dear. That's
it was unfortunate.
Hey, look, CC, thanks for the call, mate. That's incredible, Christy. Like I used to break things, but Mum kind of expected it after a little while. It was fun because of the sound it made, according to her.
But see, they can't be cranky at you for that, because when you're that age, you don't know you've done anything wrong. Like me, when I drove the car into the house and left a big gaping hole, and it stayed like that for 10 years, I didn't know.
I mean,
I thought I was driving like daddy.
I mean, at least I waited till I was 16 before I did that. You did it. How old were you?
Two.
Get up with Budge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Hit FM's 5 in 10 for Newtons. The only name for shutters, blinds and awnings. Yeah,
let's go. 160 buckaroos is up for grabs this morning, Bodge. And we've got Damo from Port Macquarie. He's joining us to give it a crack this morning. Good morning.
Top of the morning to you both.
How are you, Damo? Are you doing all right, mate?
Fantastic.
Oh, good to hear.
What are you doing on a Monday morning?
Headed to work.
Oh,
let's make it better for you. $160. Do you know how 5 in 10 works?
I've got a good idea.
All right. Well, 10 seconds on the clock and you have to name us 5 things related to that question. All right. Name us 5 Disney villains. Go.
Villains. The Beast. Gaston. Elsa. Hans. And
there we go. It's gone. Do you know what? Elsa.
Good effort there.
I'll pay you, Elsa, because I think that she was a terrible person in that film. Her sister had to save the day and gets none of the credit. Everyone loves Elsa.
Very true.
Well, technically, she is a princess, but I totally agree with you. She was the cold-hearted one.
Do what?
She starts out as a villain and then comes good.
Yeah, well, this is true.
I'll pay.
And do you know what? So does the Beast.
Gaston is one.
Why do you say Gaston?
Gaston.
It's Gaston. Gaston. Say it right, mate. It's
just, sorry.
Bonjour, Gaston.
Damo, can you believe this? look, we can't give you the cash because you didn't get enough in time, unfortunately. But you know what? You had a good crack at it, mate.
Good effort.
And I've had fun. Thank you kindly.
Good on you, mate. Enjoy your week.
All right, just for giggles, name us 5 different Disney princesses.
All right, Ariel, Jasmine, Little Mermaid, which is also Ariel, Snow White, Elsa, Anna, whoever
you
else you want.
You can't say Elsa. You just labelled her a villain.
I can say it. Also, the little Indian girl, what Mowgli gets with at the end of Jungle Book. I'll pay her as well. Why can't she be a princess?
Oh, gosh.
Who's your favourite villain? Have you got a favourite villain?
All right, I'd have to go with Cruella de Vil.
Oh, Cruella de Vil.
She was quite
Everyone loves Cruella. Did you get around it?
Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will.
Oh, right.
To see her is to take a sudden chill.
I'll tell you what.
Cruella.
My favourite, I really do love The Sword and the Stone. So, Madam Mim.
With only a
Get a load of this. It's old school. I know.
I find delight in the gruesome and grim.
Oh, that's terrible.
It is terrible.
Thank you, my boy, but that's nothing, nothing for me. Oh, because I'm the magnificent, marvelous Mad Madam Mim.
See, I know. I'm showing my age with that. But you know what? Classic Disney is the best Disney. I'm putting it out there. I know that you're looking at me. What was it you said just a minute ago?
Is that how old are you?
No. Before that, the one that I got you on just off air.
I don't
can't
know
remember what it was. You said something, and I was like, you hadn't seen something.
Jaffa.
Yeah, you're like, what's his name? Jaffa.
Is it Jafar?
Like, it's Jafar. And you're like, I haven't seen Mulan. It's from Aladdin.
Stop ripping on me for that.
Oh, I have to. I can't believe. Okay. So you haven't seen Aladdin, you haven't seen Mulan.
I have to watch some more tonight. How are you even allowed
in this studio? It's disgusting.
Get up with Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
It goes up to $170 a 5 in 10. Did not go off.
No, it did not.
But that's okay. Damo is a great talent. You know, he's called a couple of times before, and he's got a lot of class.
He sounds so soothing.
Very fun. Okay, we'll steady on.
He's beautiful voice.
He's very funny. That's all that matters to me. Hey, look, it was hard though. Disney villains.
I think we all worry about the princesses more so than the villains.
No, I don't.
I do.
Do you know who doesn't get like sort of lauded enough? Who's that? That Disney prince.
Aladdin?
I don't know, one of them. In fact, the Snow White one I don't like because he kissed Snow White while she's unconscious. You can't do that.
No. Where was her consent?
Maybe she wanted to stay asleep.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. The dwarves, you know what?
They're the coolest.
They unfortunately fell into the friend category, all seven of them. Doesn't matter. They had every base covered. Every one of them had an emotion, but they were under 6 foot. So Snow White wasn't keen. She's like, no, you're a friend. No, I think you're all friends.
Who was your favourite? Of the dwarfs.
Well, it's that's
the doc.
No, it's quite easy to pick, surely.
Sleepy.
Which one's the most like me?
Grumpy.
Exactly. Grumpy was the only normal one. He's the only one that didn't buy into their happy rubbish. They mined and they got gems and they weren't near any shops at all, so they couldn't spend the money. Of course he's going to be angry. Also, he lives with six other blokes and none of them have girlfriends.
It sounds exactly like you, doesn't it?
Exactly. So, I mean, he's got every right to be grumpy. If someone's happy in that scenario, there's an issue.
Get up with Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Very, very recently, Christy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Game of Thrones finished a while back. They had that void in their life where they needed to fill it. They needed to find something to cling on to, something new to binge to get their mind either off the finale they didn't like or the fact that they'd lost Game of Thrones.
That was my thing.
Yeah.
Was that I felt like...
What did you turn to?
I'd lost a part of my life. Good Girls.
Good Girls.
Yeah, so it's one where they get into some strife with some gangs.
Oh,
and
right.
Start running
so
their
they're
jobs.
Not good girls. So it's
No. They're housewives that are in need of a little bit of cash.
Right.
And then get into some trouble, and then it's just constantly the storyline just repeats itself almost. It's actually a really good series.
See, I went into an emotional sort of pit of despair, and I left myself vulnerable. And because of that, I fell into watching a show from the 90s. It was a grungy teen love drama. And anyone on my Instagram account has been like, in fact,
we all know
the minute that it finished, and I finally finished watching it just the other day. It made a lot of people very happy because they were sick of seeing the updates, Dawson's Creek updates.
Well, that's what I don't understand. How could you watch a TV series when the majority of the time you're watching it, you're spending captioning it?
Commentating. Well, no, it's just I would go back. I'd go, that was huge.
So you would rewind.
I'd rewind
to just film it to share.
I don't want
that
people
moment
to miss
with
out.
Someone.
I don't want people
what?
To miss out.
If we
not.
Wanted to watch it, we'd watch it ourselves.
Well, I'm trying to advertise how good a show it is, and now some people have started watching it.
You've actually bored me with it, and I don't want to watch
get
it.
Get stuff, because we had Lizzie on from Married at First Sight the other day, and she sent me a message yesterday, and she's like, I've just started watching Dawson's Creek.
Your Insta
she's
stories.
She's like, I can't believe you've done this to me. Wait, this is a bit... Oh, the teen angst.
I'm glad that life is over
God.
With you.
I don't want to wait.
So now what are you going to watch, Bodge? Too busy singing. That's terrible.
Or will it be Well, I've had to find something totally different now. I've got to jump back on this in the saddle, got to get a brand new show to binge. Otherwise, I'm going to be left in this pit. I only started watching it because my late teens, I was in a pretty average sort of situation. I didn't have the luxury of having a whirlwind teen romance where I could lose myself and be an adolescent.
So you're living vicariously through Dawson's Creek.
Exactly, or I was. In any case,
can you please watch an action movie or something?
No. I've got this brand new show. Well, it's not brand new show, but it's new to me. Mm. I've been watching Eastbound and Down.
What's that about?
Well, it's a little bit more adult, but you know, it's funny. Will Ferrell is in it as well as I forget the bloke's name. He looks like he's got poodle hair. I forget his name. He's the bad guy in This Is the End, but he's not.
And no idea.
I forget his name.
Poodle hair.
But he's funny.
Let's call him a villain. Poodle hair.
Yeah, and I know. It's really funny though. I'm really getting around it.
And Can you please not share it on Insta stories?
It's too late.
Oh.
Eastbound and Down.
Get up with Bodge on the Mid North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.